Good evening. It's a pleasure to come and speak to you guys and educate you guys more about God's Word. Tonight I am going to put upon you guys a word that I don't like, that you guys probably don't like, and that I'm sure nobody really likes. That word starts with a D, and its name is distractions. Now, I know you guys were probably thinking about something else, something maybe a little bit waller, but distractions really are a big part of our lives, if you really do think about it. Sometimes we don't even know that we have distractions upon us. Distractions embed their way into our lives and into the society, the fabric of it, to the point that sometimes, if we're actually on track to something, we can actually be distracted and not even realize it. I can give you two examples, actually three examples of distractions right now. For one, it's that clock back there. For two, it's this computer. And for three, this thing. I'm pretty sure this thing is a huge distraction to all of us when we don't want it to be and when sometimes we do want it to be. Really, distractions can range from anything from joking around like, I don't know, me dozing off in biology class, which I don't do, by the way, to something very serious, such as maybe a person is crossing the street texting and gets hit by a car. Distractions can range from the outright comical to something as serious as between life or death. Really, I think that there are three types of distractions. There's physical, mental, and spiritual. Physical distractions can range, of course, like I said, between joking to life or death. An example would be, say you are on a diet. You are very strict about what you're supposed to eat, and you cannot stray anything from that. You're walking down a path one day, and you see your favorite ice cream store. What do you do? I think we all know the right answer to this question is that we keep walking, but that ice cream, let's be honest here, that ice cream is probably very appetizing, especially it's your favorite flavor, like strawberry for me. But there are also mental distractions. Say if you're at work, okay, and your boss just gave you a humongous list of things to do, and you're like, oh man, I really don't want to do this right now. Well, for one, you could look, I don't know, maybe up a game on your computer that you have sitting right in front of you, take out your phone, start texting somebody, or just outright just start, I don't know, being lazy at work. I don't know what people do at work to get lazy or whatever. I don't have work. I have school, though, so I fall asleep during math class. But then there are also spiritual distractions. You know, spiritual distractions are really huge in our spiritual lives, of course. They can range from anything such as really small to letting a bad word slip out of your mouth to lewd thoughts or coveting or stealing something. These are distractions because we ultimately have a goal, okay? And we have to get to heaven, okay? And that is our main focus. But the distractions are the sins that we commit in our lives. Turn with me to Luke 10, 38 through 42. Luke 10, 38 through 42. I'll be reading out of the New American Standard Version. Now, as they were traveling along, he entered a village. This is Jesus, by the way. And a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister called Mary, who was seated at the Lord's feet, listening to his word. But Martha was distracted with all her preparations, and she came up to him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the serving alone? Then tell her to help me. But the Lord answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and bothered about so many things, But only one thing is necessary, for Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her. The Lord commands us to stay on track and to serve Him and God so that we can get to heaven. Now, in this, you see the two types of distraction. You see the type of distraction to be concerned with physical things. As we all know, Martha was concerned with serving in a physical form. And that's good and all, but there was a more pressing matter at that moment. And that was to be serving Jesus in a spiritual way. And Mary was listening to the Lord intently and learning about His Word. And Jesus commends this action, but scolds Martha for not focusing in the spiritual way. Turn with me now to Nehemiah 6:3. So I sent messengers to them, saying, I am doing a great work, and I cannot come down. Why should the work stop while I leave it and come down to you? Nehemiah was building a wall, as we all know. He had to build this wall to protect Jerusalem. And he was very unshaken about this. Well, some of his enemies wanted to discourage him and to distract him from getting this amazing feat done. Now, his enemies, of course, tried to stop him, but Nehemiah's response was that he would not do it, and for his enemies to give him a good reason why not to. You know, this brings up a good thought. If Nehemiah cannot be swayed from such a humongous task, then why can we be so easily swayed in such a little task? Jesus commands us to be focused on Him. And most of the things that we have to deal with today are relatively small compared to what Nehemiah had to deal with. So we should use the examples that are given to us in the Bible about people being focused and not distracted to our advantage. So that when Satan dangles something that we might focus on, a distraction per se, that might be appealing for a little bit, so that we can turn around and we can say no to that distraction and focus on our true goal, which is getting to heaven. And as we all know, that is extremely important because the wages of sin are death. And that comes through distractions. If you are here and you have maybe fallen from some distractions, whether it be anything that I mentioned or more, if you just sinned, or you really have never believed in the gospel, then won't you come now while we stand and while we sing?
Sinners, Jesus will receive. Sound this word.